This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Welcome to the party.
Coming up next, it looks like a potential predator party.
Howdy, welcome.
That sounds high.
Wow.
Well, we actually have no grand opening tape today, so.
No pageantry?
No, well, we do a bit of a tapestry, maybe just a minute, 90 seconds tops.
Uh-huh.
Spotlight on, hey, look, the big-headed boy that just walked in the room.
Hi there.
We're just filing through some tapes we'll never play again.
This is for him.
I mean, if I made another dessert, we could eat the pies tomorrow, couldn't we?
Don't you like pie?
Well, I love pie. I just wanted to cook something for Robbie. Something special.
Like what?
Custard.
Custard? For Robbie?
Well, I'll clean up afterwards.
Robbie hates custard.
Well, you must be thinking of one of the other boys. Robbie loves custard.
I'm thinking of the Robbie with the blue eyes and the light brown hair who just came back from a honeymoon. That one hates custard.
Well, I'll make it. You just wait and see.
Custard.
See, that's what we
not we'll, custard. Custard.
We'll never play that one again.
We can do it without.
How about this one?
I'm Rob A. Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK, and I want to know: are you ready to help our team do a big win over the Giants today? What do you say, fans?
I think we have to keep that.
Was that Rob A. at FedEx Field?
Yeah. Not on the microphone. I was just standing.
You got to keep that one.
Just shouting.
There's two more. This one I think we'll keep as well. It's kind of a Rob A. classic.
The rush to escape the city is on, and motorists race to beat the tangle of traffic found around the Bay Bridge at the start of every Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, it's okay until you hit this stinking bridge.
Gray-head.
8 lanes and you still gotta wait.
Toll booths look like starting lines as city residents make their way towards sun and surf.
We're going to do it!
Some motorists say heading out a little early paid off.
It's usually in Annapolis, you can't get through there after
wait
about
for Rob.
4 o'clock. So we thought if we hit a little
wearing his uniform
without wait getting too much traffic, it looks okay.
And local radio personalities Don and Mike sent an emissary to provide motorists with a little entertainment.
Look at me, I'm Robbie. Happy Memorial Day, man.
It's still a classic.
Have a good one. Enjoy the traffic.
As the bridge is concerned, anyway.
Out there, his brawn, his big afro wig.
Oh, man, that was his greatest moment ever.
Oh, the scrapbook.
Right, I agree.
There was one more with your name on it back there. All right, so one out of the three does not make it. Let's see if this one does. Then we'll start the show.
Welcome to a new season of Redskins football. Today's game features the Carolina Panthers versus your Washington Redskins.
Let me just stop and say we're keeping this one absolutely.
Where's the one where he, Big Daddy Dan Wilkerson?
His voice
Mike,
cracked.
I don't know. He's got like 8 million of them back there.
Rob, do you know where that one is?
I can look. I hope nothing happens.
I grabbed a handful.
And now, for your entertainment, we introduce a group that has become a Washington institution. Celebrating their 61st year of entertaining the fans of D.C.
Such a funny guy, isn't he?
That's great.
He was the PA guy for the Washington Redskins.
And he took it up the A for the Washington Redskins.
He did.
Poor guy.
Didn't even get tickets out of the deal, right?
No. Drove out there.
Didn't get tickets.
They gave him a parking pass, and they kicked his ass.
Parking pass is worth a lot.
They kicked his ass out as soon as kickoff.
He couldn't stay for the game?
No.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Ouch.
You couldn't stay for the game?
Well, there wasn't always a parking pass.
Oh, you had to earn that.
That came later. There was usually cash parking. I would stay for the game occasionally, but it was sort of a dicey proposition because I really had no place to really be.
No seat. Oh, you didn't have a seat?
No.
So no ticket?
No. You could go up and, you know, visit in the WJFK booth until Sonny thought it was getting too crowded, and then you had to leave there.
But it was funny seeing your big head on the Jumbotron.
You know, yeah. I do miss it about 1 week a year.
I got a chance to see that once going to a game with you. You said there, look down, and they had the camera jammed down on him.
All right, here we go.
Please welcome famous Washington Redskins marching band.
The best.
Do you have your Big Daddy tape?
The Washington Redskins marching band. And now let's hear it again for the Washington Redskinettes.
No longer called that.
All right, I think we should keep that tape, right?
They're not the Redskinettes anymore?
No, they're the Washington Redskins cheerleaders.
Ah. You make more money
when
like
the hell
that,
did
Mike.
They? When did they change that?
Didn't get the memo.
About 4 years ago.
Around the time you figured that you could make more money.
Mm-hmm. How do you make more money on it?
I don't know.
All right. There must be a way.
But you change the name. Here's the thing with Dan Snyder. Even if it's working, change it.
Right.
Just change it.
And fire somebody when you do.
All right. Well, Robbie, you got nothing? You got your tape?
I've come up dry, Don.
That's it.
So we don't have the tape of you introducing Big Daddy Dan Wilkerson?
Wilkerson, yeah.
I can't find it as of yet.
All right. That's it. There's your opening today.
I liked it.
There
tis. I think it was a fitting tribute.
All right. Well, one of the tapes can go off to the glue factory.
Yeah. Yeah. We did some editing there.
The custard tape.
Yeah. We've done some good here.
Robbie
today.
Doesn't like custard.
The Don and Mike Show.
Ah, but we know he does like custard.
Hello.
He likes it a lot.
Well, you know, if you ever need Uncle Charlie, I'm here if you need me.
Welcome to the party, everybody.
Coming up next, it looks like a potential predator party.
Yes, I just finished a feature movie called Cage. It's an action-adventure film dealing with a soldier who gets shot in the head and becomes mentally deficient. That should be out in January. And also a comedy with Sally Kellerman and George Segal. That'll be out in a month.
All right, thank you, Lou Furick. Now,
I like her very much, this lady. Whoa, 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 whoa. I look on her sometimes and imagine her with no clothes.
Let's hear it. Just found in the archive.
In the archive.
At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
I love that. If we then want to get out, we turn the music down a little bit. Just from as you hear it with the ambiance, the stadium ambiance.
At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson!
Oh, that's nice.
Run! Stop that! It's silly. Very silly indeed.
That is very silly.
A lot of perverts in here.
Oh. Wow. Some real oldies but goodies here.
Why today? Men's rooms?
Hey, how you doing?
I am old.
A lot of perverts in here.
Oh, boy.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, man, you guys should come down and have a meal, man. I had Spam, and I had baby limas, and I had German potato salad, and...
Oh, wow.
...mashed tomato.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
I'm having the phone number here.
Let's pick up the phone, and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style.
Yeah.
Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO?
Yes.
Biggest celebrity of them all? Who's down with G-O-D?
I am the truth.
Hi. Oh, wow.
We take Jesus and we wrap him around our reproductive organs.
Yeah. Hey.
And it's Jesus who's speaking to us to take his healing gospel to this generation and to do it now.
Do it now.
Now.
Mother grabbing Beth.
Looks like baby vomit.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Here we come.
Well... My nails grow long. All the women are jealous of my fingernails.
Here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
All right, well, thank you, Big Ed. All right, hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
Is everybody happy?
Hope so.
Welcome back to the show.
Howdy, little brains, Don and Mike show, and it's SHI Thursday.
Wow, it has been a quick week.
Sure has.
You know, spell those letters. You know, number two. SHI Thursday phone number, same as it was during our last meeting. 877-365-3636.
During our last conclave.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hey, very well, thank you.
Good. It sounded like Robbie was being pushed out of the booth as he was making the announcement for Big Daddy Wilkinson.
That's actually what happened to him. He was
falling.
You know, he was being, you know, actually hurtling towards his death.
He was pushing his voice. God, he would stand on the sidelines and scream.
He commits.
Well, I mean, but I think even Robbie, you had a little vocal issue that day, right?
It was a perfect storm.
Right.
It was allergies, but also it was a Monday night game, and it's the loudest I'd ever heard the stadium, and
okay.
I honestly could not hear myself.
So you couldn't? You were trying to yell over the
trying
stadium.
To hear myself. I've since given up on that.
Mm. But you know what I like is the perseverance that you stay with it. You didn't stop. You didn't clear your throat. You didn't. I mean, you stuck with it.
You commit.
What I should have done is said, "Excuse me, you're all going to have to settle down."
Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
Radio gods, you all are awesome, man.
Thank you. Yes, we are. What's happening?
Hey, I'm curious about that werewolf movie thing. I'm trying to find out where that is because I just think that's the most funniest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, the werewolf? You mean the tapes that we play?
Yeah.
Trainables.
Those guys, if you go in, just go into the viral video section of our website.
All right, dude. Thank you, man.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. Right.
That's a good way to start the show with just a guy that likes something we did on the show.
It's in there somewhere. I'm not sure exactly. It's something like Targe reading poetry.
The whole, I think they're doing a horror movie, right? Yeah. They're doing a scary movie.
Yeah.
And the one's a vampire. And when you play the
that's
whole tape.
That's what it is. Targe reading vampire.
It's even funnier with the whole tape. It's great.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi there.
Yes, it is.
Hey, I was wondering, I think it was either last night or tonight, Larry King interview with Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yes, you're right. It's tonight. We're all looking forward to it.
Can't wait.
Awesome. You should get some good tape from that.
Yeah, we will. That's a good idea.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks for being a junior producer.
I bet he cries.
I bet he says he works with Tony Robbins.
How can you know at this point?
I bet he also says that he wishes he had a time machine.
Yeah, time machine.
He
invoked time machine.
Yeah, we're going to devote some time to our friend, our good friend,
yes,
Dog Bounty Hunter. Last night, dug himself, if possible, in a bigger hole on Larry King. Before that, Buzz.
Yes.
First item.
Uh-huh.
Junka or whatever that.
Jenkum.
That,
Jenkum.
Jenkum.
Jenkum, yes.
Right.
I've got, yeah.
Did you do your research on that?
I did.
And?
A huge expose. Well, I was going to save it for later, but I'll tell you right now. The fact of the matter is the police bulletin that we've all seen is real. The police bulletins, the alerts that have been given out to the officers, that part's real. Unfortunately, the police bulletins were based on an internet hoax, and the kid who did it now says he doesn't want to be remembered as the kid who huffed poo or whatever he called
it.
Well,
if he designed the hoax, then he should be proud of that fact. I mean, your good old internet hoax is
a pretty
good thing.
But it's a hoax, right?
Well, up to a point. You see, there's this one hitch in the whole story. It would all be tied up in a bow at this point, except for this.
What?
Doing some research, we now know that the BBC and the New York Times reported in the late 1990s on the use of Jenkum in a specific place, Lasuka, I believe it is, in Zambia. So it's actually been reported as a real thing years ago by the BBC and the New York Times.
Phony baloney alarm.
Right, because the BBC's always making
stuff
up.
Yeah, that's right, because you got to go through it. Listen, Buzz, admit it. It's an urban legend that kids take number two, number one, put them in jars, ferment it, smell it, and get high.
At this point, it may very well be an urban legend, but I believe
he won't give it up, will he?
Well, when he has it, is when it gets through
Zambia,
his meters, when it gets through his defense system,
late '90s,
when he puts it on the air as a legitimate news story,
BBC,
he will not accept the fact that it's a hoax.
What far-reaching part of the world are you claiming it happened in?
Let me look up the town again, Lasuka, I believe it is in Zambia.
Oh, that place is.
Yeah, sure, Buzz.
Mm-hmm. Remember, I think we went.
Yeah, there it is. Reported by both the BBC and the New York Times, and it was Lusaka. L-U-S-A-K-A, Zambia.
And they said what?
Late 1990s. They reported that kids, children, actually older children, young teens.
Are they now standing behind that report?
Yes, they are. We're using Jenkins.
Really? The New York Times is standing behind the report?
Yes, they are. And the BBC.
We're using it to get high?
Yes. In Zambia in the
Has
late 90s.
It been confirmed that the substance causes people to get high? I don't know whether you'd have the answer to that.
I don't think anybody knows that for sure.
See, that's the
hold on, Buzz.
That's the $64,000 question.
I got to get back to the whole thing. Is it an internet hoax or not?
And the thing is, like all hoaxes, you know who you have to give this to. You have to give this to MythBusters.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
It will be the highest rated episode of MythBusters.
They should do that.
You know, they should take some of these. You know, not just these urban legends, but you know, they ought to take something that's off the internet.
But Buzz, seriously, when I said to you, does the New York Times stand behind this? I can't imagine that in their edition today, even on page 28A, that they've got a little thing in the corner saying, incidentally, there's this story about kids putting their excrement with their number one and smelling it. And we want to just say that back in the late 90s, we had a story. This is true. Did they?
They did have a story in the late 90s. And so did the BBC.
But are they coming
out? Is there anything in today's paper? No.
So when you're, what I said is the New York Times standing behind that?
Uh-huh.
And also I'd like to know the context in which they originally allegedly presented that story in the New York Times.
We'll have to find that out.
Well, would you please get your crack staff on that?
Sure.
Yeah, because I'd be curious to know.
No pun intended.
If it's an internet hoax now, it might be a chance that even back then it was a hoax.
Yeah, I think like any good joke, a good hoax is based in some truth. I believe the initial New York Times and BBC reports in the late 90s.
I believe the children are our future.
What I'd like to see is somebody test this and see what this stuff is.
Sure,
and
but
see
who
if
wants
it's got
to?
Some. Well, they could do it scientifically. You wouldn't you wouldn't have to huff it.
Sure.
I thought Mike was making some Jenkum when I got here today, but then I realized it was the cleaning crew's day.
And I'm tired of being the poster boy for poop in this station.
No, and we realized.
Even though Joe Ardinger walked in on got me a little gas. A
lot of orange. A lot of orange.
They clean and then they spray the orange.
I'm going to start hiding the orange.
We have to lock it up from the cleaning crew.
All right, well, I'm going to vote that this thing is officially an urban legend. What is your vote on this, Mike?
Or definitely an urban legend. I mean, even with the backstory on it, it's an urban legend. It is not. Kids are not doing this. Nobody's getting high off this stuff. It's not happening.
I believe the original reports from the late 90s.
Okay.
So you think it might be stuff that people get high on?
I want to believe. I think so. I think this started in reality. It became a hoax and then became reality again sheriff's department
put out a bulletin. Where's the detail? Where's the detail on the story from the early 90s? Do you have the entire story from the early 90s?
No.
I do not. I will track that down for you.
If that would be helpful. Hey, Joe, you're not doing anything back there, are you? Joe?
Yes, Don.
Hi there. What are you enjoying for lunch today, Joe?
It's lunchtime.
Chinese food, Don.
Joe! Hey, be a lovin'. Google whatever article it is Buzz is talking about, the New York Times.
On the Jenkum?
Yeah. New York Times, BBC, late 90s in Lusaka, Zambia.
Gotcha.
Thanks.
It's like playing Where's Waldo?
Because it's our job here to debunk all these urban legends.
Now, I thought it was our job to start them.
Distinct them.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Boy, you really have to know how to whistle.
If
you're going to do the Andy of Mayberry, you have to really know how to whistle.
Horrible. Week than a week. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, happy Jenkum Thursday, fellas.
Right on. How are you, my friend?
What do you think the over-under is on Terry Bradshaw keeping a nice thermos of Jenkum underneath the desk?
So of all
that
the people,
not funny.
All the people he picks Terry Bradshaw. Oh, only wish JB was still working with
Hello,
him.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air. Howdy.
Hi. I just wanted to see if Mike went home and exercised last night.
No.
Okay. Well,
Thank
have
you.
A lovely day.
No, but I stayed on my diet.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. Good. Bye.
Well, I didn't mean to make you mad, lady. At least I could sit here and lie.
No, you told the truth.
No.
Well, listen, let me...
Carla felt sorry for me last night and made me an absolutely incredible point-friendly dinner.
Oh, good.
Which turns out that shrimp... Uh-huh. It's not a lot of calories
Wonderful.
For the ounces.
Not a lot
you
of
just,
points.
If you just, if you don't put anything on it,
right.
It's just the shrimp. And mm-hmm. so I dug into that, and then she made me a little fat-free cheese pizza on a sun-dried tomato pita, which and low-fat turkey pepperoni, which was just, I mean, it was just good. Absolutely fabulous. But I do believe, the aforementioned discussion, I do believe I'm having the residual effects of that today. A little bit.
All right.
You know, and I didn't eat any crap at all for lunch today after our discussion yesterday. Whatever you directed Joe to do, I think he threw everything out of there. I don't think I have any of the breakfast. Joe, did you throw my my little breakfast bars out upstairs, too?
I probably brought them all home for himself.
Or did you bring them downstairs?
They're down here.
Oh, they're down here. So, well, anyway, they weren't upstairs, so I didn't eat any of those. I just ate my turkey sandwiches.
All that right, was huzzah.
Being
huzzah.
Huzzah.
This is for anybody that's trying to lose weight or anything. You do feel differently immediately. I mean, you immediately feel less fat. It's a good thing.
That is good.
I'll see if I can carry it through till the end of the day today.
Like you said, if you can get through three days, you're in pretty good shape.
Till the end of the show.
Well, tonight I have to go tonight. No problem the end of the show, because tonight I'm getting my fat suit. And the last thing I'd want to do is walk in to try on my fat suit next door after the show's over tonight and have it not fit.
Huh. Well,
wouldn't that be embarrassing?
You just got fit for the fat
suit. Yeah, and I'm less than I was when I got fitted for it. So that's it. And you always want to be that. You know, when you buy any new clothing and you have to get it like altered or tailored, or you don't want to roll back in there 2 or 3 days, 4 days, even 2 weeks later and be heavier than when you bought the thing. You don't want that to happen.
How many days is it since you bought it, though?
When did I buy it? Tuesday?
So I don't think
Monday. I bought it Monday.
Today's only Thursday. I think you're safe on that one.
Well, yeah, but no. What if I went home? What if I ate like a pig yesterday and today? All day, it'll be a little different.
I don't think it would alter your fat suit, though.
Not the weight or anything like that, but definitely you could feel a little more, hey, how are you?
Sure.
You know? But do you not agree that, I mean, even one day, if you eat right one day, you feel better? You know, even if it's one day, you feel better. What?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, I don't.
Three, maybe.
Okay.
Three in a row, maybe.
What's that?
I'd say 3 days in a row.
Yeah, well, I really do. I mean, I feel on this particular, yeah. I really feel good today.
Well,
I feel really, really good.
That's what we all wished for you yesterday.
Yeah, I know. And tomorrow is another day. And what do you say? What is that thing?
Tomorrow
promise is promised to no one. One. That's right.
Promise to no one, my friend.
Yeah, I'll do the real talking when I lose some significant weight. Then I'll come back and check in with you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I just wanted to let you know at the end of that Snopes article you guys were reading yesterday has three different sources, including the date the BBC News aired that Jenkum story, if you wanted to look it up.
Who has that, honey?
On Snopes?
Yes.
Okay, we'll check that.
Thank you.
Isn't it sad to be scooped by our listeners?
Gee, lady, it must be nice to be smarter than everyone else.
I don't feel scooped.
She's smarter than everybody in this room.
Well, that's not exactly an accomplishment.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Joe.
No, it's Don and Mike. Hey, when did you change the password?
Hey, guys, listen.
Hey, when did you change the password on the computer?
I realize you can put any name in there. I change it every time. I can't wait to see them run an activity report.
Oh, dear. What's his password?
It's not a word we can say.
Oh, okay.
It's something whole.
Oh, good.
I've used every variant of F.
Very.
And lots of variants of the word jerk.
Hello. This is the Don and Mike Show. How are you? What's happening?
Hey, with this butt hash stuff, wouldn't you think that if it was real, that every person in prison would be doing it?
Yes, as I said yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely.
If they had a jar and a balloon.
When Buzz brought this up yesterday, I said, if it was real, don't you think back like in Quest for Fire caveman time?
Yeah.
That would have been one of the first things that man would have discovered.
And I would imagine you don't necessarily need a jar and a balloon. I would imagine if the materials, the raw materials were easily available, you could put it in a bottle of water, an empty plastic bottle.
Yeah, you have to seal it and then hope the bottle doesn't explode when the gas builds up.
Yeah, but I mean, don't you think, why are you hanging on this?
He's
so
married
much?
To it, isn't
I
he?
Want to believe. Plus, we're going to find out more about this report from the BBC in the late 90s.
Tell the truth. You're trying it at home, aren't you?
Not yet.
All right, before we move on with the Jenkum stuff, I do have a stink story, a very brief stink story, not my stink. Uh-huh. I want to preface this by saying I go to two different banks. A lot of people go to different banks. So I say this because I don't want the bank that I went to know that it's them that I'm talking about.
Okay. I understand.
I had one of those deals today where you had to have a sit down to – with the manager, you just go in and you sign papers for whatever it is that they're doing, the move, whatever money. You know, I go in and I sign. So I'm sitting at the manager's desk and I'm waiting. She comes over And she says, hi, let me go get those. And she says, oh, my God, do you smell that? And I said, yes, I do. And she said, I am so sorry. And I swear to Christ, she picked up the phone. She goes, boom, boom, boom. Picks up her hands, and she goes, Hadim, put your shoes on.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
It was one of the tellers.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, God, that is so gross.
And she, now keep in mind, I'm in that little office that's just kitty corner.
And his foot odor was so bad that it had lingered in the office where he had been barefoot.
She hangs up the phone and she says.
Or even with socks, probably.
Uh-huh. She hangs up the phone. She says, I am so sorry. She goes, I've got some spray here. And it's a little a lavender
that
spray.
Is uh-huh. Too funny.
And she said, we get so many complaints. Uh-huh. And I s you not, I eyeballed the guy when I left. Uh-huh. He was most definitely wearing a turban.
Oh, God. Oh,
I swear to God.
No. Unfortunately. Wow. That had to crack you up.
Great.
And was it definitive foot odor smell?
Yeah, or was it it was like the Jenko or whatever it is.
That's pretty bad.
Jenko. Smell of something rotten.
Wow.
And so good. She's like, oh, I am so embarrassed. Please hold on a moment.
Hey, good for her for running a tight ship. You know, good for her for clamping down on that, you know.
And his name was something like Hadim.
Mm-hmm. Like you know, that is a huge deal in the workplace. It goes back to a disc jockey that I worked with, and he will go nameless because I think he might be back in town. So, but he had a problem that we always thought was BO, and then it became apparent that it was body odor, but it was coming from perhaps a different part of the body.
Are you talking about Lou Katz?
And, that is so wrong. Double O. No, it wasn't double O, but it was. It got to the point where
surf
this this old general manager. You ever hear the name Stan Karras?
Sure.
I don't think he's with us anymore.
Yeah, I've heard of.
Had to call this guy in and go, "You stink,
dude.
You have to do it." And I'd worked with the guy, you know, before, and you go into the studio, and it was horrific. You know, on a warm day in the studio when the air conditioning wasn't working quite right, it was seriously repulsive. I think it's a delicate issue in the workplace if you got somebody that stinks.
All right, I'm not for this. I'm not for the charade. You're talking about Sandy Weaver.
No.
And her honor, you keep saying he, and it's really a she.
Yeah,
like.
I'm trying to cover it up. Trying to cover it up.
Oh, I do have also a proposed trade for you from my son.
Okay.
Who wants to know if you would like to trade straight up.
I'm sure it's Chad Johnson.
No. He would like, since he looked at your roster.
Yes.
You have two quarterbacks.
Yes.
He would like Tony Romo straight up for Joseph Addai from the Colts.
Brief me on this Joseph Addai a little bit. You know, how's he doing this year? I haven't been paying close attention.
It's not a two-back system. He's their running back. Every week he's worth 20 points.
The bye week is passed. When's the Patriots bye? Do they have a bye?
Yeah, you couldn't make the deal this week because you got to play Tony Romo this week because the Patriots are on bye this week.
Patriots have bye. Yeah, I'll make the deal with them next week.
All right, good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. Well, you'd be happy.
I need a running back. My running backs are sucking wind.
I'm glad I could facilitate that deal, be the middleman.
And then that's it, right? No more buys for Mr. Brady, right? On him playing out the string. Okay, yeah, tell him that's a done deal.
All right, cool. Well, he'll be glad.
And I don't want to get 300 phone calls. No, Addai's like one of the premier running backs in the league this year.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't. I don't have a dog in this race, really.
Well, and I mean, it's a backup quarterback. I'm not going to play Tony Romo, so it's a good deal.
I know you're looking for a running back. Mm-hmm. He's looking for a quarterback. You got two. You're not going. You're not going to play both of them. Right?
I will not. I mean, how could I possibly play Tony Romo if I played Tony Romo when the Patriots played the Colts. I don't see that happening again. I don't see them coming up against a team where I'm going to need to do that, although Tony Romo's having a good year.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering if you guys might have a Jenkum contest, you know?
Maybe if you're talking like 5 years ago, we probably would have.
Yeah. I found the BBC story from 1999.
Oh, did you?
I did.
What's the headline?
To quote the BBC.
10 years from now, this will be quoted.
I have only the text here from the BBC's 1999 report.
You don't have the pictures?
There are no pictures.
What was the when you say their report? frame it for us, please. In what context?
This is the text.
Was it like a bulletin put out by the BBC?
No, well, it was just a news story that was done by the BBC. And I have the script. I have the text of that story here.
Could that be like saying, though, just to put it in context, mm-hmm. when you hear one of those wacky stories on the news here that you think might be made up, and they go, well, it was reported by Associated Press.
Right.
So it must be true.
So you don't have have like an authorized BBC page that you're reading from.
I'm reading a BBC report.
Okay. Now was it a report that they sent to Scotland Yard?
Yeah. Talk about me being stubborn.
Did they send it? Did they send it to Radio One? Did they put it in there on one of their four TV channels?
The broadcast details. All I have is the freaking script from the BBC's story.
All right. Well, what does it say?
You're sure though, right? It's on the right letterhead.
Yes, I am. At the Lusaka sewage ponds, two teenage boys plunge their hands into the dark brown sludge, gathering up fistfuls and stuffing it into small plastic bottles. They tap the bottles on the ground, taking care to leave enough room for methane to form at the top. A sour smell.
I believe I would like to see this, though. Again, I'd like to see this in the context of how it's presented as a whole.
I don't know what you mean. You want to see videotape or hear an audio tape? Or...
Oh, Buzz, slow down for a second.
I'm just asking.
Okay.
All right.
Do you remember, like, in the olden days of TV, when they would want to find something out, they'd go to the library,
right.
And they'd go to that room that had the big asshole machine, and they'd look at the
microfilm. Oh, you want to see microfilm.
And they'd see the microfilm, and you'd
see... That's valid. From the BBC? From a broadcast outlet?
Well,
if it was a newspaper, I could see that.
Well, see, I asked you at what form was this broadcast. If this was broadcast on the BBC, well, BFD.
He got right to the methane part, though. Can he read the methane part?
Sure.
I want to hear the methane part.
Tap the bottles on the ground.
Did they use it as a kicker?
No. That's actually a rather meaty story they have here.
Meaty.
Yeah.
You know what? I think the way, Buzz, rather than dispute, I'd love to hear the details. Uh-huh. Perhaps we should just call the BBC.
I think that's a good idea to verify it.
I don't see why we couldn't just call BBC and say, hey, are you guys aware of this? Would you verify the story for our newsman?
Sure.
Fair enough.
And it's a good chance for us to call a foreign country.
Because, Buzz, I would happily give it up to you.
Mm-hmm. He'd gotten right to the point, though, where methane formed.
All right, tell us about it.
A sour smell rises in the hot sun, but the boys seem oblivious to the stench and the foul nature of their task. They are manufacturing Jenkum, a disgusting, noxious mixture made from fermented sewage. It is cheap, potent, and very popular among the thousands of street children in Lusaka. When they cannot afford glue or are too scared to steal petrol, these youngsters turn to Jenkum as a way of getting high. The article goes on beyond that. A kid, a 16-year-old, says it lasts about an hour. He says he prefers it to other substances. He says, with glue, I just hear voices in my head. With Jenkum, I see visions. I see my mother, who is dead, and I forget about the problems in my life. This is from 1999.
All right. Okay, well, then I would say, how come it didn't get picked up by other news outlets and become an actual story?
Perhaps it did, and nobody among us recalls it right now.
I have an answer. Wait, hold on. I have an answer for that. It didn't get picked up because it's a third world country, and nobody gave a rat's ass about it. Now that it might be in the United States, people do. But
this was before internet hoaxes. I mean, this was before the things had really caught on, I think.
No. This has got to be a hoax.
Of course it does.
Well, wait a minute, though. I'm starting to flip over now because it sounds like this is really done.
All right, hold on. Here's a call. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Pardon me.
Hey, Radio God.
Hi there.
Hey, I believe that Elvis, that's how he died.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry.
Jenkum.
On his own Jenkum.
So you think the story about the kids in Africa doing this is a hoax?
Here's what I think. I think that perhaps some cat somewhere...
Maybe, manufactured that BBC story?
No, maybe did find that, granted, back in the 90s, maybe the BBC did air a story like as the 35th item in a 40-item newscast.
Doesn't make it less true, though.
Well, hold on a second.
All right.
Maybe, as Mike said, in some third world country, this actually happened and they reported on it.
Uh-huh.
Let's say some cat in college, stoned, bored, starts Googling this, finds that, and says, it'll be a great idea.
Sure. I believe that.
What if we just start?
I think that's exactly what happened.
And that's what I mean.
I agree.
It's a hoax.
Then we're all in agreement.
Based on reality, but it currently is a hoax.
Well, I don't trust the BBC.
I know, because they're British.
You're goddamn right,
Buzz. They're actually one of the most credible news organizations on the planet.
That, my friend, is where you and I will be on the other side of the fence.
I understand.
Right?
So, here's the thing I'm most concerned about here. Uh-huh. is that there is this, you know, they mention methane.
Right.
What they're getting high on is methane.
Apparently so. I mean, I'm not a
scientist.
And
that's the first time in 2 days that I've heard that.
Right.
And that's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear the chemical compound. And now I'd like somebody that's in the know to say, you know, somebody that has any kind of scientific background to let us know if methane can indeed get you high. I thought methane blew up your house and got you. You know, wait a minute.
Like I said yesterday, would not a Roto-Rooter guy like get high all the time?
I think that I had.
If that's all it took.
We had a messed up toilet in my old house that was kind of one of those deals where it was a dry.
Are you applauding for a messed up toilet?
It was a dry toilet. It didn't flush. It had nothing in it, right?
Right.
I mean, no water, no nothing.
Okay.
But there was this horrible odor that came out of it, and it permeated the house. And we were told, get the hell out of the house.
Yeah, sewer gas.
Because you can be, not only can the house blow up, but you'll get sick. You'll get and that's the
without water in the toilet.
Now wait, I've talked myself back to the other side again, because they said, you know, you can get very ill, and there was nothing, you know, and that's methane gas.
That's typical of anything. That's typical of booze or any drug that you might take. It screws up your body, and that's what makes you high.
But I remember that we had, like, headaches, and it was a bad situation.
Sure.
But never any feeling of being.
Urban legend.
What?
It's got to be an urban legend.
Well, I mean, that was methane gas that they were worried about, and we didn't get high.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, if that was true about the Jankum, wouldn't the people at the pollution control place be high all the time?
The sewage plant.
Well, that's kind of like what I said with the Roto-Rooter guy.
Well, if you listen to the story from the BBC, what they're talking about is that they're standing over sewage, and they have to put it in a jar and process
and
it before and ferment it.
Right. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, Buzz, I'm heading to my dealer's house right now to procure marijuana cigarettes and Jankum. Can I pick you up anything?
Don't overpay, whatever you do.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Radio gods.
How could you tell if someone stepped on your Jankum? You know what I mean?
Oh, you'd know.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Radio gods.
Be on their shoe.
Easy solution for you guys to try out Jankum. Invite Robert the Angry Man over and smell his breath, see if you get high.
All right, that's not kind.
Stop that.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Mike looks adoringly at the poster of Robert the Mailman we have in the studio.
Beautifully characterized. Right.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Exactly what I did.
Hello.
Welcome to Debunk Buzz. Hi. Hi there.
Hi.
Buzzbusters. Hello. Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, come on.
It has been a slice of paradise, cats and kittens.
Thanks for calling, Mr. DeMass.
Don and Mike show.
Thank you, Charlie.
Hi.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I guess if you guys really want to figure out if the Jemka really works, you could fart.
Now, hold on. If you know, when you're having a discussion about something, and we've mentioned it, you called it Jemka.
Yeah, get it right.
It's Jenkum.
That's right.
Hello? Well, he's gone. I think what he was going to say, though, is what a lot of people are thinking. If that's the case, I know we've all been in an elevator, in a crowded room.
That's different. It's not fermented.
And it's not concentrated.
Yeah, but wow.
Your last paragraph. Nobody knows exactly where the idea.
What about some of those death farts?
Not fermented.
Pretty potent.
Sure. Correct.
Yeah, but hold on a second.
Wouldn't you get some kind of a rush?
I got a point. The fermenting process is the methane gas isn't in the raw sewage. It doesn't just exist. You ferment it to get methane gas. What comes out of the body is fermented. That's gas.
True.
That's methane gas. That's the same thing. That's the same thing cows produce. So I posit to you that if you were in an elevator and the doors were sealed and eight people
broke wind at the same time, you'd be high as a kite.
You'd be high. Or even if it was really bad, you might get a little buzz.
We had a caller yesterday who said the fermentation process also produces carbon dioxide. So
did that caller work for the BBC?
A combination of the two. I'm not a chemist. I can't answer.
And that's, it was Austin Powers.
Right. Just like yesterday, that's the part I want to hear.
Right.
I want to hear the person with a chemistry background or a science background explain this.
As someone who in a previous life enjoyed getting high more than anything, if it was humanly possible, I would have tried it.
Now, that argument doesn't hold any water.
Hold on.
Get it?
What I'm saying
is... What if you didn't know about it?
Right. That too.
You think you know all the exotic drugs of the world?
All right, I'm not going to use myself as an example. I'm going to use like some junkie in a corner.
All right.
Some guy that's crawling around.
Eric Bickle?
Yeah, some junkie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a guy like that, the word's going to get out on the street. Hey, man, if you really need to get high, if you really, really need to.
Well, with that substance, yeah.
And at that point.
Because it requires no money.
That's what I'm saying. And at that point.
Oh, I have another theory.
Then don't you put every drug dealer in the world out of business?
Yeah,
and people realize that they can.
Not as foul as it
make
is.
Make their own.
People would rather have something that wasn't as foul.
And that's another wrinkle that I put on this thing. Perhaps that's why it's been labeled an urban legend. Because the people that distribute and manufacture the real stuff don't want people to realize that they can get a better high out of what comes out of their body. Maybe it's one vast Halliburton-style conspiracy.
All I know is back in the day when I partook, if I could have found a way to, you know, this is akin to growing your own. Really?
You just made Mike spit out his water.
That's what I'm saying.
In the purest sense of the word. In the purest sense of the word, it is definitely growing your own.
Right? And while I am not saying back in the day I would have done it, it's certainly in one of my many, many nights clawing at my teeth with my eyeballs wide open, staring at the clock flashing 12, 12, 12. If someone had said, you can get high doing that, I probably at least would have thought about it.
And I'm thinking, why human? Why not animal?
I don't know.
Why not animal? Because
yes, Mike, more
animal
exotic.
Would be, yeah, more exotic.
No, animals,
maybe you can. I mean, again,
gross.
Not a chemist.
Animals gross, not like people.
It's all an urban legend, though.
Aren't you more, wouldn't you be more grossed out by human than you would say dog?
You know what? It's a mood issue.
It isn't for me. I remember that time when we were down at the movie theater and you and Frank stumbled upon the human. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that infinitely grosser than seeing like a dog?
Yeah, some homeless guy taking
or seeing
a dog.
Like for example deer droppings out on the
Especially fresh, in the
park.
Mm-hmm.
Or for example rabbit. Or even the thing that we are covered with every day now, bird.
Bird crap.
Oh, my God.
Every car in the parking lot, whether you're under the trees or not.
Fistfuls of it.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
The only jinkum I ever sniffed was the one that had corn in it. That's the best.
Oh, the corn joke was already used. Rob, didn't you use the corn joke yesterday?
Yeah. Hi there, BBC, Don and Mike show.
Hello. Hello, guards.
Yes, hello.
Hey, there's a website that people go to that they want people to pass gas on them. Maybe they're onto something.
Oh, no, that's not like that. I like chocolate thing.
That's different. A bit of a different thrill.
It's a fetish.
Back to the birds. Have you noticed the birds are worse this year out there?
They are maybe four times worse.
They've moved
this year.
To these two trees now.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so it's no longer safe to park in front of the building.
Buzz and I were standing out there last night, and seriously, it was you could not see the sky because it was so thick.
It's like Hitchcock out there.
100 of these huge, gigantic,
more than 100
birds
size of turkeys
swarm at once all over our building and
I
parking
hate these
lot.
Birds. I really have begun to hate these
it's a health
birds.
Hazard.
They have razor sharp claws.
They crap everywhere. Big, gigantic, dinosaur-sized craps.
Their eyes glow red.
You can get high as a kite. You go out and lick anybody's car.
They spit sparks.
Boy, you know, I just figured out a solution.
All right.
We tried a bunch of stuff, an air horn,
right.
You know, with a pop gun or something like that last year.
Firecracker.
We've got the cable where we could run out. Do we have any speakers in this building where we could, duct tape a couple of speakers to the trees?
Sure.
And then Don could control, you'd have the show at a low volume, and then you'd use whatever sound effects you wanted to blast them out of the trees.
Here comes bird hater Joe Ardinger.
I have an idea.
Joe.
Okay, well, this
yes,
was,
sir.
I recently learned how to make hydrogen and put it in a balloon, so we could fill a balloon with hydrogen and tape a fuse to the side of it and light it and let it float up into the tree and it'll explode.
Hydrogen.
Releasing a gigantic fireball.
Get out of here.
Hydrogen.
Gigantic fireball.
He's mentally retarded.
Ask the Hindenburg
Hello.
Crew.
Humanity. When I mentioned this tree is also right next to a big apartment building.
Uh-huh. What are crows, besides man, what would crows be most scared of? What would be a sound?
Crows.
Scared
winner.
All right, hold on. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.